going to start to the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Dr. Mishnah, my grab day. I know I'm 8 seconds early. Am I grab day?
Water.
What?
Water, coffee, water.
Plain water, hot water. Am I grab day? Leaving a chavim at the chutzlar just to ben chayim. You sell your evet to a guy or to chutzlar to go free. Turn around, am I grab day? Leaving a chavim, you have to look chayim to go free. But turn around, chichur mabarishim. And his first master has to free him. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, meaning he's the one that has to free him because the guy never really owns him completely, only Lamaisi Adayim. But it's a knas that his master has to free him. Now, Kamino B, if he runs away. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but then I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he didn't write the Aina. Because of Aina, that Shechru is that can double as a star Shechru. My Aina, I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is the Kasavah Lachin. If you run away, I have nothing to do with you. Meaning he's basically freeing him now from when he runs away, because while he doesn't run away, he's stuck with the guy. He uses him as collateral. Which we don't know what the word Nemusai is at this point. That is the sign that they used to wear something around their neck that showed that they are slaves to that person. I guess a certain kind of brand name on his wearing around somewhere. Rav Sheshes asked the question. I recent sharecroppers are hikirites, people who rent for a set amount. This is long-term sharecroppers. The Zeda, the Elta Zeda, and the father all were sharecroppers to this guy's parents and grandparents, right? So it's a long-standing relationship. Where a guy used this field as a mashkin to the Yidden, but it's owned by a guy, and this Gemara is operating under the Mandiyamin. It says that a guy who owns land does not have to give Trumas and Maitres. There's no key of Trumas and Maitres on the produce. So, Musai, which we don't know what it means, Turman Maitres. There's no thing to hang around the field. They don't do Nashki. Elamar of Sheshizman. It means the time came of collection. So by the Eved, if the time came for collection, he goes free. And by the field, he's not chayiv in Trumas and Maaseh. It's right to Gemara Kashas Man Hazman. What's the difference? In both cases, the time came. And for the Gemara Loi Kasha, Hada Mata Zimnei, Hada Loi Mata Zimnei. The case of the Eved, the time came. So even though he didn't collect him yet, but the fact that the time has come frees him. And by a field, he's not chayiv in Trumas and Maaseh, because the time hasn't come yet. If the time came, so obviously he's already belonging to the guy. The time hasn't come yet. Now the way Rashi learns it, by the Eved you set a time, and if you don't pay by that time, it belongs to the Eved. And at this point, he started working with him already. So Mamela, he becomes free right now. Whereas by a field, see, you set a time, right? You set a time. But Rashi learns at the end of the time, you'll be able to eat the fruit. So even if the time comes, it's not a mechira, because you never owned the goof. You're only owning the paris.
Well, it can't be
Lo Matzah
Zimne. It can't be
Matzah Zimne.
Right?
Rashi says even Matzah Zimne would be the same. The last line of Rashi. That by the field, even Matzah Zimne wouldn't make a difference. That's what Rashi says.
Yeah, but how about the Eved?
But the Eved is even if it's Loi Matzah Zimne.
Why?
Because he's working with him already, and it's a set time that he can take him.
Well, why is the lender working with him yet?
That was the deal they made. He doesn't have to. That was the deal they made.
Right, but you don't have to give that answer. You don't have to say that part, right?
But again,
but you give this answer without him working it yet?
That's a shayla of the Rishonim. Rashi's mashmanat. Other Rishonim argue. Rashi says, ma'akshav hayim mishtabed bay.
I understand that, but I'm saying
so,
that...
Again, so Rashi seems to say...
We don't really need that, right?
If Rashi said it, it means obviously you need it. He wouldn't write it if you didn't need it.
No, but why can't you just say...
Obviously, Rashi holds that setting the time by itself would not be enough. Again, you won't argue in Rashi, you know, go ahead, write ahead and do it. I can't erase 3 words in Rashi. 4 words. Someone will learn that Rashi doesn't mean it. Again, Pashim Shat, Rashi is saying, Ma'akshav Hayim Mishtabed Bayim.
even before the deed.
So isn't that what he says?
Maybe it means that the mere fact that he has him as a mashkin is considered like working him.
You want to take a hammer if you want to take a hammer and bang Rashi and push him into something that he doesn't belong, go right ahead and do it. Read Rashi. Rashi doesn't say a word about what you just said. Again, you know what I mean? When I was in yeshiva, they used to say when people said pshat like that, they said take a thing and bang it in. You know, it doesn't fit. So you have to change the structure. So
like
just say, that's right, exactly.
They're putting a round peg in a square hole.
Everybody say, it's not what Rashi says. Now, again, there are mepharshim that want to learn Rashi that he didn't mean exactly what he said. I don't know exactly how he learned, but pashup shot Rashi seems to say he's working with him. Something by my team, by his name, Mishlavim, and Maskele. According to the second Teretz, he never collected him. Even though the time came, by the guy, as soon as the time comes, he goes free. And Masha Ein Kein, by the field, he never picked up the field.
The time
came and he didn't collect him yet. But the fact that the guy has a right to collect him right now is enough to free him. According to the second chat, doesn't say a word about working with him. Turn around, I'm glad to agree to the second chat. If he collects him as a debt, or the Sekrikan who come and just take whatever they want. Take it layat to the chayv. Since my bechayv loy, minu. I was trying to make some relo gar night in bechayv chayv liaser. Says the Farish, he pays his debt with a field, right? If they take it for his debt, he didn't set it up that way. He just took it for his debt. He still has to give meiser. And the amperus, if they stump took it, plunter. That's the milaser. Says much I need to become a star shalay. By meiser, you pay because you gained. You gained 10%. They took off 10% more for his debt. By taking him in the Eved, it's a knas. You didn't do anything wrong. They just took the Eved, so there's no knas. Something about Tashem Adam Arav, Abdul the Farhang. The Farhang is the guy that comes and just takes him. Abdul the Chavim, Yatzel the Cheret. And the Gemara assumes you could have paid him. Like, Gemara assumes he come and took it, yet it says Yatzel the Cheret. I think Abdul the Chavim is like pious. He would have accepted money. Gubam Arav, Abdul the Farhang, Abdul the Chavim, Yatzel the Cheret. What if you sold them just temporarily? And Farhang is usually temporarily. But the Gemara has some Farhang of a club, those are the Farhang that don't give it back. What if he's just there to produce slaves in the body?
Does that mean a Farhang that is Chayzer, he's not Leyes of the Harris for sure?
We don't know Chat. The Shiloh. We never proved it.
Okay, right.
Okay. What if besides the work, he's just an Eved producer? So it's not going to affect the Shmir Samitzvah. The rest of the mitzvahs are in danger, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, which you consider the big ticket items, are not in danger. The Ger Taishev, who doesn't serve him by the Zara, at least Saul Mummer, is a Yid. Unfortunately, he's not for the big believers. And Eved threw himself to bed, didn't he? Let himself be captured. And his master has no access to him. Can he take his money, or is that considered a sale? Go check your brises, the mishnas, and let me know what you think. The money is awesome. However, a guy came and took it away, and the Yid can't take it away from him. So the law is, you can even go to their courts. So we see by a house we allow it to the same by Eved. In fact, the Gemara, maybe that's only a house, because a person won't come to sell it. It's not common because you have to have a way to live. So we're not so strict on him. If we let him pay off the guy, he might come to sell it.
What is the actual words?
He's saving it from the guy. He's saving money from them. Meaning, he might as well take away money from the guy. Why should the guy walk away with a profit? Let's not make an issue. He's saving the money from the guy. If he wouldn't take the money from the guy would have the Evan and money. Right. He got an Evan for free. This way, at least you're making him pay for the Evan. So you're saving money, taking away money from him. Why should you let David Evan Azar have money? You're saving your money from the guy. Your money, the Evan. That's Matzah Miyadam. That's the thing about the Shalom of Ami Miniami Nasan by Nasan Tari Isis the Choy Yisro. Tari goes out to all the Evan Chi Babas, the Geisers, and Rabbi Yom Kutsil, like Medina Yisro, and Medina Chavim, Mutal Little Osama, the Kaisa Mala, the Kaisa Shalom of Chavim, Mesu Kumatsu Miyadam. See, this is a common term in Masech Tzavet Azara, you don't remember. In Masech Tzavet Azara, we use Matsu Miyadam many, many times. Whatever a guy has things that you can take away from him, you might as well take it from him. And I say, even Evan Azara, you have a legal way to take money away from him, to Mitzvah Mendo. That's the Gemara Vayit. I'm Rabbi Shua Malibi, I'm Rabbi Shua Malibi, I'm Rabbi Shua Malibi, I'm Rabbi Shua Malibi. We make him pay 100 times as much. Right, the Gemara, Davka or Lav Davka? Is 100 a guzma, or is it just mean a lot of money? That the Gemara, Tashma, the Mershlag, Shemar, Kabeim, the Gassel, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, only 10. So we see, we don't go up to 100. That the Gemara, 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 and it's worse. He can't let him, he doesn't do mitzvahs now. Or he has a hard time doing mitzvahs. Maybe it's more than 10. 100 times the animal. So we see 10 is lav davka. That's different by the evad. We're strict. We're not as strict because you're losing the evad. By saying it by the hema, you're getting him back.
You can't use it.
Why not?
I thought
halacha is supposed to shishchat. What are you
talking about? The animal.
You buy a cow from a guy, you can't use it?
It was a
bullshit.
You can't.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's the use of selling
a You're not allowed to sell a guy because you might come to lend it to him on Shabbos, or to rent it to him on Shabbos, or you might come to test it.
This is different than before.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You
know what I mean? What's the Bechorim to do there? Okay, so don't bring things in that I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not responding to what you're saying.
I can eat the animal, right?
What?
I can eat the animal.
Why not? Elab Ahim, a time of Mabish was 100, like Lichten say Trechat. An Evet should be 99, and an animal should be 100. Why is the animal 100 and an Evet 10? An Evet Muslim Shrikha, Muslim Shrikha, the Gazi Rabbanim, it's not as frequent, therefore the Knas is not so severe. Bamine Rabbi Yirmiyam Ravasi, Mocha Ravda Yumay, Samal Shiknusu as Benoy Akhrav, that his son get punished. Imtim Tzalai Mitzarim, Aizim Bechar, Amay, Kansu Benoy Akhrav. By case, when he makes a woman a Bechar, right, we don't let the Kayat ever eat that Bechor, even if it gets another mum. Right, it's Aser. That's by him. How about if you would say, Kansu B'nai Akhrov, that's Mishum the Yisur Dereizi, he violated a law by making a mum. Avalok Yisur Drabonim, telling him that it's only Drabonim. Im Tim Tzulay Mekim Malachtav Amayid Umeis, he was Mechavim to have a Dover Oven, Amayid, Anchal Amayid, and he died. But we would punish him not to let him do the Dover Oven. How about his son, Loi Kansu B'nai Akhrov, that's Mishum the Yisur Dereizi, no Yisur was done yet. How come I? He did the answer already, but it's a drabbanon answer. The day comes drabbanon of our last day, he's not here. I do my mind to come drabbanon, we come to the estate. Well, Issa, his estate has to be used to get the heaven back. Amalaita needs to watch. Sadush in his kapsa b'shriyas, when they took off the thorns, that's only rabbinically forbidden. Tizara l'maita shriyas. The taiva nidaira, which is a deraisa, he actually learns, which is different ways of fertilizing the field. That means we don't punish the son even though it's a deraisa. I'm the day comes rabbanon, levei le comes rabbanon. I'm Rabbiya. Noktina timatayr shechavei re meis le comes rabbanon benachrom. Okay, there's a machloikus of hezek shein and nikur is called a hezek or not. But everybody agrees that the final halacha is the same. By hezek shein and nikur, if you do it b'meizid, you pay. B'shogeg, you don't pay. If you hold hezek shein and nikur, loy shvei hezek. So really, you shouldn't pay at all. But the mezid, we punish you, because if not, you're going to go around anybody you don't like. You do a hezek shein and nikur. If you hold hezek shein and nikur, shvei hezek, by shogeg, we said don't pay, because if not, he won't tell him. He'll never know. So therefore, the halacha is the same. The mezid, you're chayev, the shogeg, you're patur. How about if the guy did a hezek shein and nikur, and then he died? Does the son have to pay? So if you hold hezek shein and nikur, loy shvei hezek. Really, the father wasn't mechuyev anyway. It was a knas. That's only to him, not to his son. My time hezek shein and nikur loy shvei hezek. That's what Abaye is paskening. Knas hadrabbanon he. The day comes to rabbanon. The blaze comes to rabbanon. Oy luchutz laretz. You sell your eved to chutz laretz, it goes free. The Torah gets shichrum a rabbi sheni, because the sale is valid, and therefore the second master has to free him. Depends on the lashon hashaar. I sent him to the Greek guy, loyatza, because it could be that he meant it in Eretz Yisrael. There's no evidence that he sold him to chutz laretz. Vantuki shevantukia, to the Greek that lives in Greece, loyatza. Second one, it seems to be mashma that has to specify that he lives in Lud. My gosh, this is the base of Eretz Yisrael. This is the Ishbiz of Eretz Yisrael. If he has a house, you don't have to specify the Lud because he has a house in Eretz Yisrael. If he only has an inn in Eretz Yisrael, unless you specify that he's living in Lud, then he goes free. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Ben Balush and Asa Isha Eretz Yisrael, Vachnitzel Avadu Mishrachas. A Babylonian marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael. She brought in Avadim Mishrachas, and Rashi learns that same Barzo. And same Barzo we evaluate at the time at a wedding, and he owes her that amount of money regardless of change in price or value. But Daito Lachzer, and he's planning to take go back to Bavo. Maho. The Avadim Mishrachas go free. There's a machloikus, if at the end of the marriage, she can claim that very item, or she can be reimbursed with money. So if you hold a din imai, she can claim the item. If you hold a din imai, she can't claim the item. So the shaila is both ways. The way the mother din imai, keep that din imai because he's a dummy. That means obviously she has some right to it, so it's considered hers, and she's taking him to chutz laretz. So she didn't sell him. And therefore, the issue selling him here is that the husband will persuade them to go to chutz laretz. If they don't want to go, they don't have to go. Even if she wants to go. But there it is, if the skin is a sale, it might be setting up that the husband should persuade them to go. And that she's not allowed to do. So is it hers, and she didn't sell him, so therefore if they want to go along, because he's a dummy, Lamaisa, it's his achrayas, totally. And maybe it's considered like she sold it to him, and now she goes free. That's one shayla. Given that didn't imai, k'didei dummy, right? It says, Adoma Kim the Kunal of Lagufe, and this is a shver of art because the Maisi is kind of Lagufe, but it means since the derech is to give back the item, that's what people used to do. If he does, I mean, it's not considered a sale, take him. Amar Abavo, Shonali Rabbi Echelin, Evet, Yatzach, Rabbi Lusuria. An Evet who fouled his master to Surya, Umachwa Sham Rabbi, Yatzel Lacheris. I, Vatanya, even as Chusa, he agreed to go to Surya, he agreed to go to Chutzlaritz. For Avadim, Surya is considered Chutzlaritz. The Gemara like conscious, that's Rabbi Lazar. His master was planning to come back, so therefore going to Surya was not agreeing to go to Chutz Laretz, it was only temporarily. Conscious ain't that's Rabbi Lazar. So then, going to Surya means he gave up his opportunity to say no. Frank the Gemara, I'm sorry, Raya. But Tanya, Yaitse, Vedach Rabbi Lusuya, Yaitse, Lysangulay Nafik, what he can't protest, not ain't Hakom Matsian. Can't force it ever to go. If he was willing to come back and now sold him there, because he agreed to go. Once he agreed to go, he gave up his right. Dr. Gemar Weiter. I heard two halachas from Shmuel. Chadahach, one halacha by selling an Eved to Chutz Laretz. It's a sale, and it's not a mekach tas because we say he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah of hashavas tzaddis. That's what the Achrayim say. It's not sold at all. Now, we don't know what that means. Does it mean it's sold to mekach tas, or does it mean that the guy knew he wasn't getting anything and he was giving a present? So I'm going to that's the shayla. In one case, you pay the guy back. But I don't know which one is which. So obviously, it was a good sale. That means he doesn't get his money back. Over there, we say the money came back. It was a mekach tas. Why didn't he prove it from there? He didn't know the Brisa. From the words of Shmuel, you could say, how do you know the money goes back? Meaning you have a Makadish is a Chaisai. Just like Makadish is a Chaisai, the Imam Makadish is a Chaisai, Rabbi Mamor is Chaisai because it's a Pekadin, Shmuel Mamor is Matana. So we see people give presents. So Mamela, from Shmuel we can't prove it. But from the Brisa, we can prove it. I'm a Rabbi Eiler of Yosef. My cousins that continue the Lekayach, Nizil HaMoycher. Why are we punishing the Lekayach? Why aren't we punishing the Moycher? He sold them to Chutzlaret. I'm a Loy Lav Achmer Ganef HaLachur Ganef. If the mouse wouldn't have a hole to take it to, he wouldn't steal it. Trek the Gemara, Amalei Lav Achmer Korbanolei. Without a mouse, the hole doesn't mean anything. That's why you're right. They're both guilty. But Mestab Rehechad Iki Surah has the Hasim Kuzina. We punish the person who actually has it. There was an Eved that ran from Chutz Lareitz to Eretz Yisrael. Azamar Abasrei, his master followed him. Listen, his value dropped. You can't sell him for much. Get him to write a star for his full value and write him a star shekhar. And if not, I'm going to make free him anyway. His shot in the pasuk that says we free the Eved. Tanya, we learned. It says in the pasuk, "Yeshu Bartzicha, do not let the guy live in your land." Even a guy that doesn't serve a Vedazar, we don't want him living in Eretz Yisrael because he can still make you sin. He runs away from his master, the Vedazara. And he comes to you, don't send them back to a place where they serve a Vedazara. So, my takante, what do we do with him? Not a master. From his family he ran away. Sold his family to Chutz Laretz. You can't bring him, you can't force him to be by his master. He separated himself from you. He was separated from you. Yinatzu can be separated. So he was separated from you, not separated to you. Which is the pshat that says that once he runs the Chutz Laretz from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, can't send him back. Hey, can you tell me what's the case? The custom of Lehachi. This is what he wrote. When I buy you, Harry asked Mukhakar Lok Me'akshav. You are bought from now. Rav Chisda Arkle Abdullah Kusoi. Rav Chisda. His Eved ran away from Bavel to Kutzi land. Shalaklu Adrun Ali, send them back. Shalaklu Elitaz Gevard Adayna. Again, they read the Chumash without knowing Chazal's Pshat, their Kusim. Shalaklu Ahu Bevet Shabarachu Chutzlar Tzlaret, Okun Rebacham Reb Yasha. The Pasuk doesn't apply to me, because he didn't run Teretz Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara Mashal to Shalaklu Rebacham Reb Yasha. Why didn't he tell him Rebbe's Pshat? It has nothing to do with an Eved running away. So the Masnu Lekroi, it reads better in the Pesukim. He wanted them to go for it, even though it's Chazal. So he told them what he said fits right into the words. Abai Yerchus Lecham Rebbe Kusoy. Abai lost the donkey. Shaluk Lusha Druzan Aliyah. Shokhlai Shaluk Simna. They insist on a good Simon, because again, they don't go with Chazal. In Raisa, you need a Simon Muvik. Shaluk Lusha, the Chibri Kurusa, it has a white stomach, which is not a Simon Muvik. Shokulay, Lav the Nachmaniat, and we trust you, Lav the Meshadar and the Lachnalach. Atakul Chamed Lav Kisaychav. And you know, the Mepharshim learned not every donkey. It means it's not a Simon Muvik. There are too many donkeys with a white stomach, and therefore, it wouldn't be enough to give you back. We don't hold by that kind of Simon. But you're a Abaya, we have respect for you, we'll give it back. Ain't Bidenus Ashwim Yasek de Demam, they take an island. Cannot spend more Kade Demam, we spoke out about Kalkas. Is Kade Demam what the slave market is value? Or what you would pay for a guy Evan. What an Evan guy would demand. What a guy a captive would be demanded. Because the captors sell at a cheaper price by a guy. By year, they know the Jews sell out money, so they raise the price. So what's considered the Yitzhak they demand? They might recognize a swim and they take an island. You don't help them escape because they take an island for the next batch of swim. We're only worried about swim that are there now, not the future. So if they're swim there now, we don't help them escape. They'll take it out on the remaining swim. Is it because it costs too much and it'll make impoverish the tzibur? It shouldn't be an incentive for them to take more. So Shemak, Levi by Targa, Parker Lebrata, Beklai Sarvat, and Rezav. He spent 13,000 in Rezav. It's a raya that you can spend money to redeem your relatives as long as it's not took the tzibur. the Vishlai Baratzel Chachamim of us, right? Who says he didn't have a Baratzel Chachamim? And we spoke at Taisis that said the person for himself or his wife can't spend any amount of money. It's only for other relatives that Shlai Baratzel Chachamim. Vayim avichin et ha-shuim ne-tikin ha-ilim, ha-shuim ha-gabim ne-tikin ha-shuim. My benayim, ikka benayim ne-lek el-echad, there's only one. Right, he was the only one. So there's no takana shuyin, but there is a takana because of the future. But also the Rav Nachman bokshin tere b'yayu. The daughters of Rav Nachman stirred pots with their hands. Tashalei l'revil, shtiv under mechav el mitzasi. One out of 1,000 reaches such a high madreig of each of chalei l'mitzasi. Ha'ikka b'nasi the Rav Nachman. Garmelu mil said this caused the minashamayim. Vistabia, they got captured. Shtaloye nami b'dayu, they got captured, he got captured. Nemechad of Yasu Gabehu Gavre was sitting next to this guy. That the other militia in Tzipuri Pashtos was a guy that knew the lashon of birds. Also, Urbim Kikarele, and a raven came and tripped away. Amalei Maika Amar, Amalei Ilish Brach, it says run away. Am Urbim Shikrahi, a raven is a liar. Belem is Samchinale, I don't lie to him. Adachas Yainim Kikarele, Amalei Maika Amar, what does it say? Amalei Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach. Am a Knesset Sark Yainim Miskilo, Shmami Nama, Distrakishly Nisa, I'll have a miracle, I'm able to escape. Amrei said, "Ezel Ezel Benasid Rav Nachman, Ikaimu Be Musayu." If they're keeping their religion, Adrin. Amrei Nashim Komili Dislu Sod Mulhagadu Be Besakitze. Women talk in the bathroom. Sheminu the Gavran Adi Gavran. These captives are Adi means these. These captives are our husbands. The Nadoi Gavran, and we have our husbands at home. Tell us it's equal. So Leimelu Lushuyai. Let's tell them the Hakinu Malka. They should move us away from here. The late ancient Lishma of the kingdom that we shouldn't be redeemed. They got the message that these people are very happy living with Shkutzim. Come, Arak, he ran away. Us to you, who got really the day of Shrakus and these suffered, but Mabri got to cross the river and they couldn't catch him. Who got Rashkachub and Kadu, they killed him. Hunter for us, Amar, he told people, you should know how the Bunks and Kinder Bukshafim, they were stirring the pot using witchcraft. Everybody should have a wonderful day.